From the KCPW Danker Studios at Library Square, this is Downtown SLC, a show that explores the people, places, and events shaping Utah's urban center. I'm your host, Jason Mathis. The Eccles Theater is opening this week in a week-long celebration of excitement and theatrical performances. The ribbon cutting was on Tuesday with lots of dignitaries. On Friday night, there will be a gala celebration followed by a community open house on Saturday. Sunday morning, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir will perform a very special edition of Music and the Spoken Word off of Temple Square in the Eccles Theater. Joining me today will be Catherine Potter, the executive director of the Eccles Theater. We'll talk about what this new cultural gem in the downtown community means for the people of Salt Lake City and the region generally. All that after this news from the BBC. Welcome back. You're listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. I'm your host, Jason Mathis, joined today by one of my favorite people in the world, one of my best friends, Kat Potter. Kat is the senior advisor to the Redevelopment Agency and the interim executive director for the Eccles Theater, Utah Performing Arts Center. You're also one of the guests that I have had on the show more than anyone. This is your fourth appearance on the show.
It is. I feel very special.
You are special, not just because of that. I mean, that's extra special, but you're special in lots of other ways. You have to be breathing a big sigh of relief because the Eccles Theater, after years of your dedication, your life, blood, your thought, your creative energy, pulling your hair out, dealing with the crazy board, dealing with the contractors, dealing with everybody, it's finally open. How do you feel right now?
Ask me on Sunday afternoon. No, I feel great. I think there's still a lot to be done this week. There's so much happening in the next 3 days. So I think I'm still in that event mode. So I think after all is said and done, after this grand opening weekend, that was when I'll have the big sigh of relief. But also, it's a little sad. I think we've been building up to this moment for so long. But after the grand opening, then we now have this beautiful new venue in the heart of our city, and it will bring shows for decades to come.
Yeah, I mean, really, decades, you're right. I mean, I think 100 years from now, hopefully people will still be using this facility in really important ways. Mm-hmm. At the ribbon cutting, well done, by the way, all the work that you put into the ribbon cutting on Tuesday, people talked about that, about traditions and memories and the role that this physical facility will have in the lives of people of this community for a long time.
I think so. And I think actually Mayor McAdams spoke very eloquently about the making of memories in a building, that it's not just a place. It is a beautiful piece of architecture. It is a wonderful place to experience and walk through, but it's more about what happens in the building, mm-hmm. whether that's seeing a performance or being in a performance on the stage, on the Delta Performance Hall stage or in the Black Box stage, very different theatrical experiences, whether it's going to a wedding mm-hmm. or an event in the space and having the memory of being there. I think there are going to be so many different types of memories formed, just as there are in other theaters. Yeah. The arts are really so much more about emotion than just about presentation.
Yeah. So I want, before we move on to anything else, one of the reasons I want to have you on today is because there is this giant party happening this weekend. Friday night, a big gala, mm-hmm. followed by a community celebration all day on Saturday, and then Sunday, a performance from the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. So could you just walk through sort of what's going to happen this weekend over the next few days for people?
So tomorrow night, I can't believe it's tomorrow. Tomorrow night is the what we're calling the premiere performance. It is the opening night, and it is in the Delta Performance Hall, a 90-minute performance that is a combination of amazing Broadway legends and performers and some of the best and brightest of our local arts groups. Yeah. It really is going to be a spectacular event. Our host, our MC for the evening, I am so thrilled about, is Rita Moreno, yeah. a legend. She is one of 12 people in the world still living that has won an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony.
I mean, I remember her from West Side, like the 1960s.
The original West Side Story
movie. Yeah, yeah. She played
Rita. But she also, she did.
Yeah.
And, you know, people know her from her days on The Electric Company.
Yeah.
And but she has done so much since then, stage, screen, television and film. She's written a book that came out recently. She speaks at graduations and other events across the country. She just released an album. She's a phenomenal woman.
That's going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. That's great. And then some other Broadway performers
yes,
as well.
Yes, and then we have Megan Hilty, who mm-hmm. will be making her debut in Utah. She has never been here before, so we're very excited to have her.
Glinda, she played Glinda.
She played Glinda yep. On Broadway in yep. Wicked for a few years, but she also is best known for her starring role in Smash on television.
Right.
She played Ivy Lynn on Smash, and she will be joined by Brian Stokes Mitchell, who has been to Utah before, has sung with the symphony and the choir, and is a multiple Tony Award-winning actor, singer, performer, and he is just also an outstanding musician. And so we're so excited to hear both of them sing. And I think they might actually sing a duet as
nice.
Well.
Very
so we'll
nice.
Get a chance to hear them sing
together.
A little
together. Sneak peek here today mm-hmm. on Downtown SLC.
But they also, we also were, the Ballet West Orchestra will be supporting them, music directed and orchestrated by Kurt Bester. The Ballet West Dance Ensemble will be doing a sneak peek of a new piece that will premiere at the Eccles Theater later in the year.
Oh, wow.
But it's a snippet of it, so we'll get to a chance to have a sneak peek. Ryrie Woodbury and Repertory Dance Theater are working together on a collaborative piece for the first time that ever.
Wow.
At least in 50 years, but I think ever.
Yeah.
And then the University of Utah Department of Theater is doing a number from their recent fall musical, Bring It On, which most people don't know was written by Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Oh.
And then the Utah Opera Chorus will also be doing a beautiful number to welcome in all of the audience. So I think it's going to be an evening that it will be unforgettable.
And once in a lifetime. Like, this is mm-hmm. the one time to celebrate the opening of this thing. And this performance will never happen again. This is sort of your one big chance.
Absolutely. There are still tickets available.
That was my next question.
There are not that many, but there are some tickets available. So if people are listening and are interested, the best place to go for more information is eccletheateropening.com. And that's theater with an E-R. eccletheateropening.com or ArtTix, and that is the best place to get tickets. Everybody who goes to the show, whether you sit on the top tier or in the orchestra front and center, everyone is invited to a party after the show on Regent Street and the McCarthy Plaza just behind the theater, and it'll be a celebration as late as we can go.
Yeah, awesome. And I do want to get to a conversation about Regent Street and the McCarthy Plaza, because I think that's a really interesting and unusual addition to this project. But before that, I want to talk about what's happening on Saturday, because Saturday is a free community celebration. Mm-hmm. The entire community is invited to come down to see some really very cool local performances. And so maybe you can give people an idea of what to expect on Saturday to come down and have that experience.
When we first started talking about the grand opening, and we were thrilled to bring on a production team, Baruch Gaten Entertainment Group, to help us coordinate not just Friday but also Saturday, mm-hmm. We were talking about how we should open up this building to the community. How do we make this a welcoming place? The idea came up that not only do we want to do a big performance, we want to do something that more than 2,500 people can experience. Mm-hmm. So the building will be open all day, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday, totally free, no cost for tickets. We hope that people will come throughout the day and come in for different lengths of time. You can stay as long as you want. Mm-hmm. And the performances are, we've identified 8 different spaces within the theater, not just the stages of the Black Box Theater and the main hall, but also different stages in the lobby itself, on the terraces overlooking Main Street. So yeah. Even if you're actually just walking by, you'll hear music.
Yeah.
And then we have rotating 15-minute performances in all of those stages so that you can come through and really not just experience the building, but experience the building filled with music and dance and art. And also, catch a glimpse of what might be future performers.
Future Broadway performers
spaces.
Coming
exactly.
out of Utah. Yeah.
Performers range from local high school ensembles to college a cappella groups to the Utah Symphony to Plan B Theater Company and Children's Dance Theater. And you can, again, find out more about all the groups that are performing on EcclesTheaterOpening.com. But the the opportunity to experience so many different arts groups in a venue is really exciting, and it's free.
And free, and free for the whole family. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about the Mormon Tabernacle Choir performing music in the spoken word on Sunday, and then give people a little bit of sense about what this theater will mean to the larger downtown community. So we will be right back after these messages. Welcome back. You're listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. I'm your host, Jason Mathis, with the Downtown Alliance. This is a show that explores the people, places, and events shaping Utah's urban center. Today, my guest, Catherine Potter, you have really helped to oversee the construction and strategies behind the Eccles Theater opening this week on Main Street. Huge new important addition to our downtown, to the cultural offerings of the region. Thanks for being here. Thanks. Let me say also, Kat, just thanks for all of your work. Like, this is a real great opportunity to just thank you for everything that you've done, because you have carried this in a lot of ways. And I've seen it as a board member. I've seen it as the Downtown Alliance. And I just want to publicly acknowledge your incredible role in making all these things happen.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But I still have to say, as I always do, it's a team effort. This has been a remarkable group of people, from the design team to the board members, but also really spearheaded by those government officials and the redevelopment agency who took charge and made this project happen and really paid careful attention to every detail.
Yeah, they really did. Big, I want to talk about Mormon Tabernacle Choir broadcast. We left before the break talking about that, but I do want to give, just before we move on, a big shout out to Justin Beliveau with the RDA. I just think he's done an incredible job overseeing this project, and I know there have been many times he's really helped to make this project happen where things have, you know, this is a big deal, and it doesn't happen by magic, and Justin's really stepped up again and again to see this through to completion. So a shout out to our friend Justin. We love Justin so much. Talking about Mormon Tabernacle Choir, this is unusual. They have never done music in the spoken word outside of Temple Square, unless they've been on tour someplace.
Exactly. In the Salt Lake City area, it's really been Temple Square. So to be able to offer the concert in a different location, it's a really big deal, and we're thrilled.
And tickets, it's free, but you need tickets to go to that event,
it
correct?
Is. It's a ticketed performance, but the tickets are free, and it's first come, first serve. So people, even though people have tickets, they still have to get there early. For those of you who have tickets already, please arrive by 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. in order to get your seats, and you'll be able to be let into the theater and choose the best available seats. We do want to make sure that it's a full house, since it is a live broadcast. So if you haven't had the opportunity to get tickets, you may want to come early and just see if there's an opportunity to fill a seat that someone may not come to take.
That's awesome.
So we hope it will be a packed, we know it will be a packed house.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be great. I want to talk a little bit about getting downtown. So that, you know, that's a question the Downtown Alliance thinks about a lot. When people are coming to the performance on Friday night, when they're coming to events on Saturday, all the free community performances and events on Saturday, or when they're coming to Mormon Tabernacle Choir, maybe you can talk a little about how the theater is situated in the block and any recommendations for people about how to get there.
Sure. So the theater itself is located on Main Street between 100 and 200 South. The doors for the main box office are on Main Street. There's also an entrance on Regent Street on the other side of the theater. But we're really directing people to enter, particularly on Saturday, in the Main Street entrance.
Okay.
And this is a note also for those listening that Main Street, the northbound lane of Main Street, will actually be closed to traffic on Saturday.
Okay.
So just so people are aware, all of the streets around it will be open, but that will help us with queues for lines of
people.
If there are lines
in.
Of people, we don't want to make a dangerous situation where someone might get hit by a car going
by.
We
do not want that.
We do not
want that.
And that also gives us the opportunity to actually, while people are waiting in line to get in, to have street performers out there, so people are entertained while they're waiting.
Very nice.
But we encourage people. We have the opportunity downtown. We have so many parking garages right in that area. Of course, the City Creek Center parking garage is open.
And 2 hours free.
2 hours free,
yeah.
And then $2 an hour after that. We also, if anyone would like to valet park, the valet parking for City Creek is what we will be using as our valet parking service. And and that entrance is off of 100 South on Region, on the north side of 100 South.
Right by Cheesecake Factory.
Right by the Cheesecake
Factory.
Everyone
knows where Cheesecake Factory is, I'm sure. I'm confident.
And then we also have the Regent Street Garage and the Orpheum Garage that are located just behind the theater on Orpheum Avenue. So that's an option for parking as well. But for those who may not want to drive downtown, Trax, of course, is a great option.
Trax stop right there, just right across the street in between 100 South and South Temple. So it couldn't be closer.
It's
so easy.
Very convenient.
Yeah.
And then we've decided, working with the Downtown Alliance, we have chartered a shuttle. So all day on Saturday from 9 in the morning until 6 at night, 1 hour before, 1 hour after the open house, we have a shuttle that will be going around downtown. And there's a map, again, on EcclesTheaterOpening.com of all the stops. But we think it's a great opportunity for those who might want to do more than just come to the theater. We'll be stopping over at the Gateway. The Clark Planetarium is opening some great new exhibits this weekend, and we hope everyone will go out and see those. And it's also the last day of the Downtown Farmers Market at Pioneer Park, and hope that people will come to the theater and then experience the rest of downtown while they're there.
Let me just make a plea. If you don't have, like, solid plans this Saturday, like, if you're thinking it'd be fun to go do something,
come downtown.
This is like, if there's ever a time to come downtown, go to the last Saturday's Farmers Market, go check out the new exhibits at the Clark Planetarium, and then come and see this new amazing addition to our downtown. I promise you will be so proud that you live in the city. Come and have this amazing experience in our downtown. You will not regret it. I promise you. I promise you will not regret it.
For those who are downtown on Sunday also, even though the theater will be open for as a quieter open house until 2 p.m.
Okay.
So after the music and the spoken word performance. So people are welcome to come and visit the theater and see a little bit. There won't be as dynamic a series of performances, but we hope that we will have some music in the lobby for people to experience.
Very nice. I wanted to talk a little bit about Regent Street and the McCarthy Plaza, because these are, not every theater has this benefit of having both a front door and a very active sort of back door area and public space in the back. So maybe we can talk a little bit about what's going to happen there on Friday night, but then what do you anticipate happening there long term?
Well, you actually, before we sat down to talk today, mentioned it's like a three-act play, so I'm going to steal that from you.
Please do.
It really is. With the opening of 111 Main just a few weeks ago.
That was Act 1.
That was
the beginning.
Yes.
Introducing the characters. Yeah.
And then the Eccles Theater opening this week is Act 2.
That's like the crescendo. That's the plot has thickened.
We're building.
Yeah.
And then, just to the finale, which is the redevelopment of Regent Street. And everything really is coming together. Beautifully on Regent Street. We've talked a little bit about this before, but this has been a revitalization project taken on by the Redevelopment Agency, and it's really been done beautifully. Not just redoing the streetscape, which of course even adds to the street, just simply transforming the street into a curbless street that is meant for pedestrian access as well as car access.
And festivals and events.
But I think what's really been visionary that the RDA has embraced and brought in a design team from Strzok and VODA and GSBS Architects to implement is the integration of the history of Regent Street onto the block, as well as an element of public art. So as you walk down Regent Street, you'll find that there is a design element that's a nod to the press sheet of the printing presses that used to be on the block that flows throughout the block. And at different places on the press sheet, there are plaques inset into the ground that talk about different historical moments from Regent Street or the surrounding area, that quotes from writers that have lived or worked in Utah. Information about the first playhouse in Utah, which was just a block away. There really is a nod to the history of the block, the history of printing, the history of immigrants, the history of theater. And it's going to be quite an experience with a lot of elements to discover.
Yeah.
And one of the things that is really lovely is there are two murals that the Salt Lake City Arts Council have put up. It's two temporary art installations. One is across the street on the facade of the Utah Theater, right under the Utah Arts Building. It was just put up a couple of days
ago. Yeah, I saw that.
Mm-hmm. And that is an artist named Sunju Kwan that created that piece. And then there is a mural that is installed on the face of the loading dock door, which is on the McCarthy Plaza on Regent Street. And that is by local artist Tracy O'Very Covey. And it's a beautiful mural.
We're Facebook friends, so I saw her posting about that on Facebook. I wanted to just make a nod, too, that this really is the best of a public-private partnership. So 111 built by CCRI and PRI. And then they also own the Regent Street parking garage, and they've made a major investment in redoing the exterior face of that and putting some new retail tenants in the bottom, mm-hmm. which aren't they won't be in for a couple of months, but that will help to activate the street, too. And that partnership is unusual, to have public and private working so closely together to really create something special for our community. But I also think it speaks to sort of who we are as Utahns, that we mm-hmm. like to come together. We like consensus projects. We like getting together, getting on the bandwagon, and finding a better way forward.
And I think that our it was spoken about in the ribbon cutting ceremony, as well as the ribbon cutting ceremony for the 111 main office tower, just the comments about the strong and unique collaboration between our redevelopment agency and the development team that that worked on the tower and the garage, CCRI, City Creek Reserve. There, it was really unparalleled, the amount of collaboration and partnership that happened between those two groups, and really created this amazing space.
Yeah, pretty amazing. So Salt Lake City participated, Salt Lake County participated. I think you had a goal of, I don't know, $12 or $14 million for private fundraising. You far exceeded that. I think $34, $36
million? $37.7.
Okay, see, I was under, you'd think I would know that. $37 million of private fundraising, this great partnership with people from outside of the community. It is going to transform our city. I said in a newspaper article earlier this week, it would be difficult to underestimate the impact this will have long-term in our downtown, and I really believe that to be the case. Kat, anything that you want people to know before you go? You're kind of wrapping up, which is a little bit sad. But
my role has ended. Coming to an end. Yeah. But I know that I will continue to be involved with this theater for many, many years.
I want to see you perform on it. You have an acting background. I think we should figure out a way to make
that. Maybe I'll burst into song someday.
You could sing something from Fiddler on the Roof, just like Spencer Eccles did at the opening.
Well, I just, this has been a real honor to be involved with this project, and I just hope everyone will come out this weekend to experience the theater and that they will start to make their own memories.
Yeah, that's really, I think it's been said before, but that's really what this is all about, that it's something that truly belongs to the people of Utah, not just the Utah, but really Wyoming and Idaho. It's really a regional amenity. And it's about that experience that you have with art, but then how that experience that you have with art impacts your experience with loved ones and other people that you experience those performances with, that you're mm-hmm. able to go see a Broadway show. We didn't even mention, and we should have said something about the popular music that's coming, because it's pretty impressive as well. Same people who program Red Butte concerts are programming an amazing popular music scene. I saw Chris mm-hmm. Motz down at the ribbon cutting, and that's going to be exceptional too.
It is, and it will also include lectures and other non-musical events as well. So everyone should check that out. That's the Live at the Eccles website, liveattheeccles.com.
So Broadway, live music.
Broadwayattheeccles.com, liveattheeccles.com, Eccles Theater Opening.com.
Transformative. Kat, thanks so much for coming in today, and thanks
Thank
for
you.
Your hard work.